Hey guys, it's Rhonda Pods About Books, and I'm Rhonda. You can read more of my thoughts on books and reading at rhondablogsaboutbooks.com. I originally wrote about this in July of 2015, and at that time, we were almost a year away from the release of the Pride and Prejudice and Zombies film adaptation. And in case you missed it, the novel Pride and Prejudice and Zombies is a mashup of Austen's classic with elements of zombie fiction mixed in. In it, Elizabeth Bennet and her sisters are as renowned for their zombie fighting skills and martial arts as they are for their beauty and accomplishments. So upon rereading the novel recently, I started wondering what other classic literature characters would make good zombie slayers. You know you've thought about it too. So here are my picks. For the leaders of the group, I have Jane Eyre and Atticus Finch. Now, I originally wrote this before Go Set a Watchman was released and before the revelation that Atticus is not, in fact, the upstanding and moral hero that we thought he was in To Kill a Mockingbird. So I'll go ahead and tell you why I chose him initially, but knowing what I now know, I would not make that same choice. With a ragtag band of survivors in a post-apocalyptic world where all political and social order has broken down, keeping a sense of humanity and morality would be crucial for the future of the human race. Charlotte Bronte's most famous heroines, strength of character and steady moral compass, and To Kill a Mockingbird's hero's ability to mediate conflicts and enact justice will make them both very good leaders for the team, and having two leaders will ensure that neither becomes a dictator. You know, now that I come to think of it, I think Atticus's daughter, Jean Louise, or Scout as we know her in To Kill a Mockingbird, would actually be a much better choice as one of our leaders for our zombie fighting team. So let's go with her instead. Then we have the brains of the operation, no pun intended, because zombies and brains. Okay, these are the people who are going to be our innovators and help us figure out how to create and engineer things to help us in this new world. So first of all, we have Marion Holcomb from Wilkie Collins's The Woman in White. So if you were going to pick a literary detective, you would probably think of Sherlock Holmes, right? That would be a good choice, but I think Marion is a better one. She is the real heroine of The Woman in White, and she is resourceful and loyal and good at thinking on her feet. She deserves most of the credit for solving the novel's central mystery, and she is something of an early feminist when she notes, "No man under heaven deserves these sacrifices from us women. They take us body and soul to themselves and fasten our helpless selves to theirs as they chain up a dog to his kennel. And what does the best of us give us in return?" Who doesn't want an awesome woman like that in their corner? All right, next we have Friar Lawrence from Romeo and Juliet. So I'm thinking that if he can create a potion to make Juliet appear to be dead so convincingly as to make Romeo kill himself, even though he's an idiot, he can come up with one for living humans to use to disguise themselves as the undead and thus move freely among them. Maybe he could even create something that could cure the zombie infection altogether. Side note, I would not want either Romeo or Juliet on my team, and definitely not the two of them together. They would be no help, they would probably die trying to save each other, and they would endanger the rest of the group in the process, and plus, they are both just really irritating, and I don't like them. Okay. Next, we have Victor Frankenstein from the titular novel Frankenstein, mostly because he has a lot of experience with reanimated corpses. I don't know. I don't really care for his character all that much, but he might be useful. I don't know. All right, our next category here is the brawn. These are going to be our fighters. I have Sir Gawain from Sir Gawain and the Green Knight. So if you're going to choose one of the Knights of the Round Table to be on your zombie fighting team, you might think of Lancelot. But here's the thing. Lancelot is a jerk. Gawain is much more heroic and truly chivalrous. And while I prefer T.H. White's The Once and Future King, which portrays Gawain as a bit surlier than Thomas Malory's Le Morte d'Arthur does, both sources showcase his bravery and skill in battle. And plus, the earlier story, Sir Gawain and the Green Knight, proves that he is good at cutting off heads, which is an essential trait if anyone's going to kill zombies. Okay, next up for the brawn of the team, we have Abraham Van Helsing. Pretty obvious choice, I think. The professor and vampire hunter of Bram Stoker's Dracula is an expert on vampires, so zombies, he should be able to figure them out too, right? And while in the original novel, he's not really portrayed as particularly warrior-like, at least not to the extent that we see in a lot of movies, I prefer to picture the character loosely based on him as played by Hugh Jackman in the movie Van Helsing, which, by the way, is a masterpiece. And next on our brawn team, we have Robin Hood. One of the many things that I've learned from The Walking Dead is that swords, bows, and arrows, unlike bullets, are all reusable weapons, which is very important advantage in a world most likely left with no manufacturing. So if one of our most important weapons is the bow and arrow, I want the best archer in literature on my side. So if this wasn't just restricted to classic literature, we would obviously want Katniss Everdeen, but sorry, I mean modern classic, so she can come with us too, right? Okay, cool. And then finally, for the fighters on our team, I picked Macbeth. I don't know. I mean, he, you know, before the play starts, he distinguished himself as a warrior on the battlefield and then, you know, became Thane of Cawdor and then King of Scotland and all hell broke loose. But you know what? He will pretty much kill anybody if his wife tells him to. So I guess Lady Macbeth would have to be with us too. So, okay, so we got both of them. Cool. And then finally, I've got the brains, I've got the brawn, we've got the leaders of the team. And then just, you know, for fun, like people that I think would be like fun to have with us. I picked Frank Churchill from Emma. I've always felt that Frank is one of the most underappreciated of Austen's characters. I mean, yeah, he is kind of a jerk. He is inconsiderate and deceitful, and he uses other people to his own advantage. Okay, so he deserves the dislike, but you can't deny that he's funny and he's good at keeping a crowd entertained, and he could invent like some games for the group to play in between zombie slaying or like entertain us with a song, because I, at least as played by Ewan McGregor, he has a lovely singing voice. And then we've also got Beatrice and Benedict from Much Ado About Nothing. I just think they'd be fun to have around. They would have, you know, their witty banter, and, you know, I just think they'd be great conversationalists to, you know, sitting around the campfire in a post-apocalyptic wasteland and, hey, Beatrice, tell us a joke, or I don't know. Well, anyway, so what about you? Who would you want to have on your zombie slaying team if you can only choose from classic literature or young adult post-apocalyptic dystopian literature, or any books at all. If you want to discuss this further, visit rondabloggsaboutbooks.com, or you can follow me on Twitter at rondabloggsaboutbooks. This has been Rhonda Pods About Books. Thanks for listening, and happy reading.